This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In a world where trans and gender diverse people are too often spoken about rather than spoken with, the gender agenda is going to flip the script. Well, joining us now is host Joss. I'm going to call you host Joss, but you know, Joss, we're going to talk about the gender agenda, but I have to say, I'm so pleased you're here because, as you know, I just bit my tongue. Mm. So you, as an experienced broadcaster at Joy, are going to complete the whole drive show.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. That's a good joke, Warren. Hilarious.
But you gave me some liquid that numbs it, and it's numbed my whole tongue. It's quite good. I love it.
Yeah. I had some earlier because I bit my tongue as well.
What's that say about
it? It's a common broadcaster issue.
I think it is. Let's start with the vibe of the show. For someone who's never tuned in before, what can they expect when they listen to the gender agenda?
Well, a lot of differing trans and gender diverse voices. Our first show, we were all trans women, but we're keen to showcase that there is more out there than just you know, the trans women that get in the news all the time. You know, non-binary people play a big part in the trans community, and trans men as well. So we have people of varying genders involved in the show. It's a big team effort. There's about 10 or so of us.
That's amazing.
Involved in the project. So you know, rather than crowd the place, we're sort of taking turns. Coming into the studio each week.
Why is this representation, particularly in media, behind the mic, so powerful right now?
Well, as you said in the intro, a lot is said about trans people that is uninformed ignorant a lot of the time, and just downright incorrect. It's just plain wrong, and we are so often left out of the equation when all these studies are done by governments and all that sort of thing. They never seem to consult any people living as a trans person or anybody dealing directly with services to trans people. And so we really need to get our voices out there and heard, and that's what we're doing with this show. And we want to show the positive side of being trans. I mean, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, and you know, people are coming for us left, right, and centre. We live fabulous lives and contribute to the community in wonderful ways.
Absolutely, look what Susie Wrong does for Drive.
Yeah,
big contribution.
For sure.
Now, trans issues, they're often distorted in the media when we hear them reported. How are you going to push back against that?
We want to show the human face of what's happening. So, you know, explain, you know, how things directly affect us and how we deal with it, and promote healthy ways of entering those discussions and dealing with the issues that directly affect us. So we want to be of assistance to people in the trans community that aren't quite sure how to deal with it themselves, and we want to be a source of, you know, from the horse's mouth information to people who don't really have much understanding of trans issues.
Joss, I often bring up in my conversations how during the late 80s, early 90s, when HIV was ripping through the community, everyone came together and helped, and it just proved that we can all come together and support each other. For those of us who don't identify as trans, how can we best support trans people right now, especially with what's going on in the world? What's the thing that we can all do to help?
To stand up for us. So, you know, those of you who have a voice where you are listened to and respected by virtue of your position in society, you know, be you a male, you know, identifying in a well-paid job or whatever like that, who has a bit of influence, we kind of rely on you kind of being a bit of a shield in a way, but standing up for us with the people that might look down on us, because you have an opinion that is more likely to be listened to than ours at some points in time?
What about if your friends? What about on the workplace? You know, the construction site. Someone makes an anti-trans comment. How do we stand up to them?
You just say that's not okay. You know, I have some good friends who are trans, and I know that they would be very upset to hear this, and that's not accurate at all.
And you know what? What else I'd say? I'd say I'm upset to hear it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, you're upsetting a dear friend of mine. Please don't.
Joss, I love it. I'm looking forward to the agenda, 7 p.m., I believe, Tuesday.
Yep,
so 7 got it right.
7 till 8 p.m. every Tuesday. And we are, as well as the discussions, we are showcasing fantastic trans music through every show as well.
Before you go, I want more of that numbing cream. I'm just going to squirt it in my mouth, see what happens.
It's only a little tune. You're not supposed to eat it, Warren.
Thanks, Joss. We can also catch you here Thursday afternoons on Joy and Monday morning for breakfast.
I know, right? It's like I live here.
Thanks, Joss.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.